Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back here on Rutherford Issues, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Join MTE's EV Car Club. Open to owners, fans, and just anyone curious about electric vehicles. Find out more at mte.com/driveEV or EV Car Club, either way. It's time to talk about the Center for the Arts today. We get to catch up monthly with folks from the Center, and Heather Steele joins us once again, the program director. It seems like you're kind of an old hat at this now.
I know. And I talked to my friends that I brought with me today, and I asked if they had ever been here. And I said, I love to bring newcomers to the radio.
So. Yeah. It's just like going to the dentist without the Novocaine.
That's
it's right.
It's
painless, right? kind of introduce who you have brought with you today and maybe a brief overview of what we're going to talk about.
Sure. Okay. So I have Kat Glidewell. Kat is one of our most valuable employees and volunteers. She works in our children's program as one of our teachers. She is currently directing Cinderella, and she is also an actor, and she's going to play Mrs. Bucket in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So she can talk about all of the above. And Marianne Steele is also with us, and she plays Charlie Bucket in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that opens in June.
All right. Well, it's good to have you both here with us today. There's a lot of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory talk going on. So when is that coming up?
We opened that one on June 5th. So okay. we have Cinderella right now. There's two more weekends of Cinderella. And if you haven't seen that show before, it's the Rodgers and Hammerstein version. It's just full of fun and magic. It's a beautiful show with beautiful music. And we do still have tickets available for these next two weekends. And then when that one closes, we're going to switch over to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That runs 2 weeks in June. So from June 5th through the 15th, you can catch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. So yes. There's a difference.
Yes. So it's not the Disney version that you might have seen on TV. The music's a little bit different. If anyone remembers the version that had Brandy and Whitney Houston as Cinderella and the Fairy Godmother, that is probably your most memorable Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella version. But it's one that's done on stage quite a bit. And it's just a big powerhouse show. They have a beautiful set. There's lots of magic. You still have your pumpkin turning into a carriage and the transformation from rags to riches and all of the things. And so it's a lovely story.
And the same thing I would think for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's not like Willy
yes.
Wonka and all that.
Right. It's a
much.
Little bit different. So some of the music you'll recognize, but there was a version that came to Broadway in 2013, and this is that version. So there are many, many iterations of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Willy Wonka, and there was a Wonka movie a couple of years ago, and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on stage is... it's really fun. So there's some things that you'll know if you've seen those movies, but then there's some fun, different songs. And one of the ones that I don't think you'll know is what Marianne is singing for us today.
Oh, good. Well, looking forward to that. Kat, what is it? Are you spreading yourself thin here over the next month or whatnot?
She's a little tired. This is everything that I've ever wanted to do with my life. So I just feel so blessed to be able to do this every day and with some of the best people that I've ever met. So I feel so lucky. It's been such a joy.
Yeah. So you're, directing Cinderella now. So, and then kind of tell us a little bit about how you're juggling both of these at one time, because I'm sure you're going through practice for, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory now.
Yeah, it's definitely, I have like five different planners. everything's color coded. I have to keep up with all of that. But really it's just, I don't know, since I was little, I've always been really good at doing multiple things at once. And I think that the most I've ever done, I did five shows at one time when I was in high school.
Wow.
And so my brain just is able to hold all of the information. So now that Cinderella is up on its feet, I can I can transition my brain a little bit more towards Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and really start learning those lines and digging into those characters. But
as we say here in the South, I guess, for Cinderella, the hay's in the barn. I mean, it's, it's going, right?
It is. And I'm so proud. It's been such a beautiful show.
Well, Marianne, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're obviously the youngest person in the room. Yeah. Not by much with the ladies, but for me, gosh, I mean, decades younger. But kind of tell me a little bit about you, about yourself, rather.
Well, I'm a junior in high school, almost 17. That's exciting. But, I mean, I've done theater kind of my whole life. I started being in shows when I was, like, 7, and then I started doing, like, technical theaters, like, backstage and all that, starting in high school, which was really fun. So I like getting to do both. Like, at my school, next year I'm directing Elf Junior, so that's exciting. But, I mean, I've really had a lot of fun doing Charlie. It's been really fun and working with Kat and then all my other friends. It's been really exciting. I like it a lot.
So do you have some of your friends in school or other, you know, theater kids from around that are working on this show?
Yeah. My friend Jana Whetstone, she's in the ensemble for this show. And then some of my friends from center, like Anna, and then, I don't know, just like a lot of people that I've worked with before that I've wanted to work with. Like, it's really fun getting to work with them.
So where do you go to school?
Stewart's Creek High School.
Okay, very good. Stewart's Creek. Great programs up there for that. And it's, are you juggling school with that, or is this why June is kind of big for that? I mean, so how, you're probably juggling a couple of things too.
Yeah, I'm very glad this show is being put up in June and not actually during school, because end of year is always really busy. Just there's so much going on. I have lots of English homework to do and I haven't done it, but that's okay. We're learning lines. That's what matters. And I do shows at my school, and so like that schedule works a lot like with my school schedule. But I mean, since like people, all of like the adults in the show have jobs and everything, doing shows at center I really like, because rehearsals don't start until like 6:30. So I'm already home from school, and like I have time to like get my work done and do things like that, and then I come here to do what I need to do.
Yeah, it's just like you're training for the rest of your life, right?
Exactly.
Juggling more than one thing at a time. And I would think Kat, Marianne, both of you can kind of talk about this as well, but, you know, I don't want to necessarily downplay it as a hobby, but it is something that you get to do and it's fun. And so, you know, those are all things that bring joy to our life too. So both of you seem to really enjoy theater.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it definitely makes it easy when it's something that you love to do. So I think everybody who does community theater specifically really, really loves it, because it's hard to juggle a full-time job and school and everything and then spend 3-4 hours every night at rehearsal and not get home until, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. So everybody who does community theater has to love it.
So let's see. Let's talk about the show. Kind of give me an overview, Kat, about what Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and if you want to say something about Cinderella too, because I know that that show's still going on, tickets available, that kind of thing. So just kind of give me an overview of both shows.
For Cinderella, as Heather said, it's the Rodgers and Hammerstein version, but it's a modernized version, so it's a little bit different from that Brandy and Whitney Houston version that some of us have grown up with, where we've given Cinderella more of a voice, and she definitely appeals a little bit more to the modern woman, where before, you know, the prince doesn't fall out of the sky and everything is just happy, magical, and all by happenstance. You know, she had to work. She had to show kindness and love and charity and goodness to get to where she is. And the prince has to work with his kingdom and try to, you know, change things for the better. So there's definitely more like substance to this story. And then if I do say so myself, I think the technical aspect of it is stunning, and it just really is magical. We've had people throughout this weekend talk about how they didn't see any of the magic coming, and that it just felt like they looked up and all of a sudden everything was different, and so I take a lot of pride in that. And then Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it's just a hoot and a half. It is so much fun. The music is insane, and the talent that we have in this cast is unreal. It's definitely different from the stories that you may know and love. It's a little bit edgier. It's a little bit more modern as well. But it's so fun. And I think you really fall in love with little Charlie, like, so fast. He's just adorable. And then all the characters, and there's crazy dance numbers. I think the Oompa Loompas in this show are all, like, very talented dancers. So it's just going to be a whole lot of fun for everybody.
Well, I know that this, we've got a selection here coming up, and let's see. Marianne, I think it's gonna features you, but I think that Kat, you're in it somehow, some way.
Yes.
So, kind of tell me about what you're gonna sing here for us.
So it's called "A Letter from Charlie Bucket," and it's one of the like beginning songs of the show. It's kind of, well, it's just Charlie's writing a letter to Willy Wonka because, I mean, he just loves him and he wants to meet him. And he does a lot for his family. And so he's kind of just, he's like writing and asking like for Wonka to help out his family. And just, he's really creative. And so it's just kind of talking about a lot of the ideas that he has. Okay. And it's just a really cute song. I like it a lot.
And so this is, the song is "A Letter from Charlie Bucket."
Yes.
So, here we go. Featuring, of course, Marianne and, Kat here. So let's hear from "A Letter from Charlie Bucket."
Dear Mr. Wonka, I know that you're a busy man. You must have lots of mail to read. I'm writing for my family 'cause there's nothing special that I need. The time you take to read this letter will be time well spent, because I've made a list of things you might want to invent.
How's your homework?
Almost done.
That's my Charlie, that's my son.
For Mom, who's always on her feet, you might please grant me this one wish: to keep her shoes attached to her, some laces made from licorice. For Josephina, I have drawn a recipe beneath, for molars made of marzipan when she can't find her teeth.
Have you scrubbed up?
Yes, I did.
That's my Charlie, that's my kid.
When I was smaller than I am, my dad, he took us to the sea. He bought my mom an ice cream. She was happy as a mom can be. For her, I would invent an ice cream that would never melt, so she can feel all day the way I wish she always felt. For Grandpa George and his Georgina, something not in any store. Some pillows made from marshmallows to keep the noise down when they snore. For Grandpa Joe, who soon is turning 90 and one half, a joke book made from jelly beans, 'cause he just loves to laugh.
Off to bed now.
Sheep,
hope they don't die in their sleep.
I think I've thought of everything for you to add your special touch. And when these things are all complete, if it's not asking far too much, please drop them off yourself so we can ask you how'd you do. And well, I'd like one Wonka bar that I would share with you. Signed, Charlie Bucket.
Good night, Charlie Bucket.
Signed, Charlie Bucket. Inventor.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
That has to be really hard to do at this time of the day.
A little tired. Okay.
So make sure that you get out and see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Again, Heather, the dates are...
It opens on June 5th
okay.
and runs through the 15th. So that one is actually a Thursday night opening for this particular show. We've added in a couple of Thursday shows to give some more options for our community members. And so this one opens on Thursday night. It runs two weekends, the 5th through the 15th. And you can get tickets at borougharts.org.
Okay, very good. Borougharts.org. Be sure to check out the website. We've got like, 45 seconds. So summer's busy.
Oh, my goodness,
you
yes.
got all kinds of things going on.
Our education director, Tara Winton, told me the other day that she has 26 camps planned for this summer. And I don't know how she does that, but she does. There are camps for all ages, children, kindergarten through 12th grade. Also at borougharts.org, if you look at the youth or education tab, you can find information about those camps. But sign up soon because they're starting to fill up.
Yeah, I would imagine that's, thinking about June and it's already school's out, yeah. Everything's going. So, Kat, we hope things continue to go well for Cinderella and also for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory coming up.
Thank you so much.
And Marianne, looking forward to seeing the show.
Thanks.
Have a good end of the school year, too.
I'll coming try. Up.
Yeah. Heather Steele, program director, joining us. Gladwell.
Gladwell.
Got it. Yeah. And Marianne Steele joining us here on the show today. If you missed part of our program, be sure to check the podcast section. It's at WGNSradio.com under podcast, then Rutherford Issues. Can't miss it there, so be sure to check it out. If you missed part of the show, you can hear the wonderful selection from this morning and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and get all the updates that we shared with you today. Hope you have a good day, everybody. See you next time.